of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified, that the Lord God, Jesus, may be glorified. He came to set the captives free. He came to open the prison doors to those who are feeling in bondage and bound. He came to comfort those who are mourning. He came to heal the sick. He came to give beauty for ashes, and a garment of praise for those who are heavy and burdened, those who are discouraged, that we may be the righteousness of God, that Jesus would be glorified. It says, again departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of the Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to Jesus one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears, and he spat on him and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. But Jesus does it. His ways are perfect. His ways are right. He does all things well. We just need to believe Him. We need to trust Him. We need to lay our lives down before Him and totally release our will to Him. Surrender our lives in every way and know that He does all things well. There was a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. Now this certain woman, she'd been bleeding for 12 years. And it says in verse 26 that she had suffered many things from many physicians. And she had spent all that she had trying to get better, but she grew worse, not better. It says in 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd, and it says she touched his garment. Okay, so here this woman must have seen this crowd, and she heard about Jesus, and she thought, maybe I could come and touch Jesus, and I could be healed of all my torment that I've been carrying for 12 years. All my, let's call it depression, all my inner turmoil and shame, all my physical infirmities that have come along with that, the ulcers, the flow of blood that this woman had, you name it, whatever your issue is this morning. This woman thought, if only I could lay hold of his garment, I can have life. I can be healed. Now it says that
Verse 29, immediately when she laid hold of his garment. Immediately. It wasn't in a week from now. It wasn't in a month from now. It wasn't in a year from now. But immediately when she laid hold of his garment, her issue of blood was dried out. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. She felt the healing. Now, Jesus, immediately knowing in himself something had happened, that power had gone out from him, he turned around to the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes? Who laid hold of my garment of salvation? Who laid hold of my robe of righteousness? Power has gone out from me, and something happened." He knew it immediately. And the woman knew it too. He knew someone had took his hand in marriage, in a sense. He knew someone had believed in God and had been accounted to them for righteousness. He knew that she laid hold of his garment, and that garment was now on her. She humbled herself and said, "Lord, I've tried everything. I've tried it all. I've tried drugs, Lord. I've tried alcohol. I've tried all these things. I've tried physicians. I've tried this. I've tried that. I've tried it all, Lord. But then I believed if I could just lay hold of you, Lord, I could just touch you. Like really touch you. With all my heart. Things wouldn't be the same. I knew. Don't be angry, Lord. Sorry I waited so long, Lord. 12 years. No, I should have come sooner, Lord." After she told him the whole truth, she didn't hold back anything. She came with all her heart. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace. The peace of God rests upon you. The joy of the Lord be your strength. Let me add this, go and sin no more." She believed. She believed that Jesus could do all things well.